Libyan protesters have ousted a jihadist militia from its headquarters and seized other paramilitary bases in Benghazi in heavy clashes that left 4 people dead. Nathan Morley reports.
Protesters in Benghazi have now driven out the militia suspected of killing the U.S. ambassador nearly 2 weeks ago. The violence followed a day of protests by tens of thousands of citizens who were demanding an end to armed groups.
Let me begin by welcoming Foreign Minister Carr.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Pakistani Foreign Minister have shown a united front in the wake of the deadly protests in Pakistan.
I want to thank the government of Pakistan for their efforts to protect our embassy in Islamabad and consulates in Lahore, Peshawar and Karachi.
The Pakistani Foreign Minister is Hina Rabbani Carr.
We appreciate the very strong condemnation and the very strong words that were used by yourself, Madam Secretary, by President Obama. Your condemnation has given a strong message that the United States government not only condemns it, but has absolutely no support to such blasphemous videos or content anywhere. I think that is an important message, and that message should go a long way in ending the violence on many streets in the world.
Separately, the United States has turned to running advertisements on Pakistani television in an effort to soothe public opinion. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.